Book of Acts, that book of Acts, A-C-T-S, chapter 3, the book of Acts, chapter 3. And we're beginning a new series this morning entitled Going Viral. Thank you so much, Sam. Thank you so much. Going Viral, Going Viral, Going Viral. And that's the heading for the series. But today our focus is expectation. Expectation. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, do you have any expectation? Now, do you have any? Because some people don't have any expectation. They cool, Tamika, with things just being the way they are. Hey, I'm cool. Don't bother me. I ain't going to bother it. What I got, I got. I'm cool with that. But expectation, and I want to raise that for you today. I want us all to raise our expectations. Now, the reason I call this going viral, because many people, and I can't assume that everybody does, many people don't know what it means to go viral. You hear that, and you're like, oh, man, that's going viral. That's got so many thousands of hits. To go viral in the simplest terms, especially for those of you like me, you're learning because things are constantly moving. Viral means when a piece of content is viewed by a high number of people in a short period of time. To go viral is where, watch this, Frank, just a small bit of content. Don't have to be a lot, maybe a minute or so, Tanisha. That's just something that a lot of people see at one time. Now, let me tell you why that's important, because when things go viral, you get an exposure like never before. Watch this. And 9 times out of 10 is very little cost to you. But it can improve your business, your public, your personal, your professional life, whether it's things you didn't want to go viral. But if a high number of people saw it at one time, come on, somebody can say world star at one time. Media takeout just one time. Ghetto fights just one time. Come on, you know, it's gone viral. Even stuff you don't want, stuff you're not even privy to, and something happened, and then, wow, that's gone viral. And so the reason I'm calling this series Going Viral, because I want you to understand what we're doing. Somebody got to change that clock, because I'm looking at 11:21. You got to give me time to work with. Yeah, I ain't no 11:21. The reason why we're talking about going viral, because I want you to take the content that I'm going to share this month, this small bit of content I'm going to share with you, and I want you to apply the principles we learn so we can take it to as many people as possible. Amen. I want you to take what you're learning, this small bit of content, and apply the principles and share it with as many people as you come in contact. Watch this. And that's not always something you have to verbally say. Because, you know, things go viral also on what people do, right? And so let them see your attitudes and action, Reverend, that you want as many people as possible to know that the God you serve and love is worth living for, all right? So in Acts chapter 3, watch this. I want to look at the life of this lame man. Acts chapter 3, you got it? All right, let me catch up with you. You know, I got to get my Bible. I like them pages turning. Acts chapter 3. And I'm going to look at verses 1 through 7. Let me give you the context. Good to see you, Damon. As you go there to Acts chapter 3, it's Peter and John. Watch me, Rodney. Peter and John are on their way to the temple. It's the ninth hour. It's time to pray. So, Roy, what you've got is people at this time going to church to pray. Deborah, he's at a church, this lame man, right before you get to the gate to go into the church, there's a lame man right there at church, right by the gate. And people are passing him on their way to church. And this man is expecting from Peter and John, who happen to pass his way, to give him what he's already getting. He doesn't have any expectation. All he wants to is get from them two what everybody else is giving him. He has no more expectation because he's living a lame life. He's been lame from birth. Now, he has no control over that. But I want to talk to somebody today, and you're living a lame life. You're living a lame life. When you keep thinking, just keep looking straight ahead. Don't tell on yourself. When you keep thinking it is what it is, it ain't going to get no better. I got what I got. I'm cool with that. This is all I'm ever get. You living a lame life when day after day, all you think about is, why I don't have this, why I don't have that. You're living a lame life. You're settling for average when God's got good out there for you. You're settling for good and God's got what's best out there. You're living a lame life and your business is not where it should be. Your finances are not where it should be because you're living a lame life. Your thinking is low. Your expectation is low. And this man is just sitting at the gate, just waiting on people to give him what he expects. Now, Peter and John comes there and changes it. Watch this. And before we get to that, I want you to look at a couple of things about this man. Let's just look at something about it. Now, here's an obvious thing. Minister, we don't know. Joy, we don't know his name. But we know his condition. And you know, sometimes the labels people give you can limit you more than your circumstances. They don't know his name, but they know he can't walk. They don't know his name, but they know he need people. Okay, let me come. They don't know your name, but you know you've been married 3 times. They don't know your name, but they know you can't find a job. They don't know your name, so they call you by your condition. Oh, there she go. 3 baby daddies. There he go. Can't keep a job. Because they use the labels to limit you. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, don't limit me. Because it ain't your opinion of me that matters to me. It's what God knows about me. You may know some stuff, but God knows everything. And he knows everything and still loves me. Don't limit me. Watch this. He's lame. That means he can't walk. But everybody, he watches. Watch this, y'all. Daily, every day, read the text. Daily, he's sitting at the gate and he's watching people do what he wish he could do. Every day, sitting at the gate, people are walking by, and he's watching them. Not only is he lame, but he's a beggar, which means he's become satisfied with whatever people give him. Who am I talking to? And you just satisfied with whatever they give you. Well, he may not be the right man, but at least I got a man. She may not be the right woman, but at least they may not be right for me, but I'd rather have, watch this, company than to be alone. Living a lame life. Watch this. He's receiving whatever people thought he should have. Now get this, y'all. People pass him every day and do nothing but either out of sympathy or just, watch this, to satisfy their conscience, throw a little something in his cup. Come on, you know what I'm talking about. You've done that before. You know, you didn't care. I'm guilty. Some little kid is selling something or somebody's right there and talking about work for food or somebody's injured. Just give them something so I can say, don't you look at me like that. So I can say, there you go. Now I can keep going. So you can feel good about yourself. You ain't concerned. You just, you know, something so you can feel good about yourself. But watch what happens. Today I want to talk to those who feel like life is just passing you by. Come on, can we be honest this morning? Don't you feel like that way sometimes? I do that, like life is just. You see other people doing stuff. Boy, I wish I can go there. I wish I had their kind of money. I wish I can travel like that. I wish I had that kind of car. I wish I had that house. I wish my relationship was like that. I wish. Guess what I discovered? People only show you what they want you to see. That may not be the real deal, but that's what you see. And we draw conclusions. Things go viral because of what we see. Not what we know. And so this lame man is in his condition. Now watch this. He doesn't have what he wants. He's looking at other people and he's satisfied. But one day, look at your neighbor and say, one day. One day the right people walk his way. Watch what they do. When Peter and John come his way, Reverend, they resuscitate his expectation. Ooh, God. They bring back to life those things that were dormant. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, your problem is you got nobody in your life who know how to resuscitate what's dead in you. Oh, God. Oh, God. But I declare today, this is going to be the season of, watch this, exceeded expectations. No. You ain't feeling like going. Not the year, because we love to say this is my year. No, this is going to be the season, because we ain't got but 2 more months and we into a new year. I'm talking to at least five of y'all who in the next 2 months, starting now, God's going to exceed your expectations. We said every Sunday, now unto him who's able. And this has got to become more than words. This has got to be what you live out. This is my season. I don't care. Come on, declare to yourself. This is my season of exceeded expectations. Now, Bishop, how you come up with that? Watch it. I'm going to show you right here. Look at you in chapter 3. Yeah. Watch this. Verse 4. And fixing his eyes, let me start at verse 3. Who seeing the lame man they're talking about, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for what? Alms. That means money. Uh-huh. He's at the gate, Doc, asking for money. Watch him now. And fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, look at us. So he gave them his attention, doing what? To receive what? He expecting to get some money. And what he gets, oh God. He doesn't get what he anticipated. He gets more than he expected. Can I prove it to you? He wanted money. They gave strength to his legs. Oh, God. And some of y'all are living low and thinking low because you want money. And God said, no, it's deeper than money. I'm trying to get your life together. Because if you get the money and don't get your life together, you still living a lame life. He says, I got to exceed your expectation. Watch what happens now. Verse 5 through 6. So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something. Then Peter said, silver and gold. I do not have, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Oh, God. If God's going to exceed your expectations, there's a few things I need you to do for you, not even for me. And if you don't do them, you're not trying to exceed your expectations. Are you ready for them?
Yes.
Now, I want you to make these go viral. You share it to as many people as you know, whether they want to hear it or not. Don't say, this is for you, this is for you. No, it's for you because you're here getting it. Yes. You're just sharing what you've learned.
Yes.
Here's the first one. Watch this. If you want God to exceed your expectations, do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ask or think, Frank, the first thing you got to do, you've got to change some people in your circle.
That's right, man.
Mother Big Mama said, you show me your company, I'll tell you your name. Birds of a feather flock together. Look at your neighbor, say, neighbor. Let me be honest with you.
At some point,
you must change your circle. I know everybody want to hear that because you got friends that you cool with. That's my friend. That's my partner. That's my girl. No, at some point you got to say, nope. You know what? This ain't working. Look at the text. Watch. I'm going to show it to you. Let me unpack it. Verse 2. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask for alms to those who entered the temple. He's lame, y'all. He's carried every day. So he's used to being carried all his life. You feel me, Maisha? He doesn't know what it means to not be carried. He's never had to do, Brother Anthony, anything for himself. He's always dependent on someone else to do. He's been lame from birth. And all he wants to know, Lady Clark, is who gonna pick me up today? His biggest concern in life is who going to pick me up today. Now, don't look at me like that because you got people in your life. And all they're worried about, when you going to come get me? When you going to treat me? When you going to buy me? When you going to help me? Because I said it before and I'll take it with me. Watch this. Because some of us are addicted to assistance. He's depending on someone else to do it. Pick him up, put him down. Now I come by to tell somebody that I don't know who this is for, but what you need is to get on your own two feet. Somebody here today, only thing you need to make your life better is start getting on your own to stop depending, stop looking, stop blaming other people for the fact that you ain't living how you should live. You got to get on your own 2 feet. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Because here's what I know is going to happen. Listen to me good. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, listen to this. Here's what I know is going to happen. Watch what God's going to do. That thing you've been depending on, God getting ready to move it. Who am I? God's getting ready to move it, and it's going to hurt your feelings because all you used to is just them carrying you. Come on. That's all he's used to. So that means, watch this, y'all, two kinds of people we got to look out for. Two kinds of people we need to be aware of. Let me first tell you about the first kind. Now, right in verse 2, watch verse 2. Don't miss it. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was what? Carried. Watch it, Brit. Whom they laid daily at the gate. Oh, God. Oh, God. I got to do. Get. Come here, Mom, real quick. Come here, real quick. Real quick. There's this man. Get on my back. Oh, Lord, grandson. Ain't no jungle gym. Now watch this. This man, he's picked up from his house daily being carried. Every day, he ain't got to walk. He ain't even got to think about it. He's being carried. Every day they pick him up. Look at the text. It says what? Daily. He's being brought to the temple. Now, you get down right here, just sit right there. That's all they do. Pick him up, carry him. But watch the text. Every day. Now, here's something you need to know about carriers. Come on, get on my back. Oh, Lord, I'm going to pay for this later. Get cars on speed dial. So watch it. Watch it, lady. Call every day. They pick him up, and they carry him to the temple. Jimmy, every day, like clockwork. Now, here's why I'm telling you got to be careful of your carriers. Carriers are not bad people. They mean well. They got good intentions. They kind. They're dependable. You can always count on them. You know, watch this. And they count on you. Because they know you're going to be there to pick them up. And every day they pick him up, bring it, good people. But here's the problem. They never challenge him to change. They help him be comfortable in being carried. They help him to think it's okay, long as you got us. And I'm talking to somebody and God is hitting you upside your head. You are carrying too many people and your life won't get better because you and they both are satisfied carrying other people. Every day. Every day they carry him. And the only thing he's thinking about every day, who coming to get me today? They're good people, but nobody ever tells him to change. Now watch this. Sit him down. He's at the gate. And you know the good thing is, the exciting thing is, they're nice people. They're dependable people. They'll do stuff to help you, but never stuff to change you.
That's right. Or tell them.
And here's where we're fooled. Watch this. We think they're the right kind of people because it looks like they're doing what's good for him. Because they bring him somewhere where he can get some money. Oh, you're missing. They bring him somewhere where he can beg based on his condition. And I'm talking to some of y'all, and y'all think y'all good partners because y'all getting some money. Have you ever thought about teaching them how to get their own money? And let me be honest with you. We raising a generation of lazy children. And it ain't their fault. Because I'm looking at a bunch of carriers. That's my baby. Come on, I get it for him. I work 3 and 4 jobs if I got you, because I don't want him going to school looking any kind of way. Now, he ain't got nothing on his head, but he got Johns on his feet and nice clothes on, and everybody impressed by how he looked, but he don't know nothing. And every day. Forget the fact that it's wearing you out. Because your concern is to make sure you get them where they need to go.
Right.
You know you're carrying people wrong, watch this, because your concern is to get them where they need to go, even if it inconveniences you.
That's right.
You know you're carrying people when you say stuff like this. Oh, let me go get her because I know I'm going to have to hear this and I don't want to hear her mouth. Let me call them and tell them I'm going to be late because she's always looking for me to do it and she ain't got nobody else to do it.
Right.
Trust me. Please trust me on this. They will find. You may be their first choice, but you ain't the only choice. Come on, you know what I'm talking about. You ever talk to somebody and they say, girl, I was coming to get you. What happened? Oh, so and so. That means you had a backup plan. Now the person you carry is smarter than you because they got a backup plan. They're not going to inconvenience themselves for you, but you inconvenience yourself for them. So every day you carrying them. Family members, you carrying them. Brothers and sisters, mothers, and you carrying them. You ain't got time to do nothing for yourself because you're so busy carrying them. They carry him and they put him by the gate just so he can beg. Not get better. Not get stronger, not get healed, but to beg. Can somebody help me? My question is, if they were really good friends, why don't they just take care of him where he is? Why carry him? Can I tell you why? Because some people will only take you so far and would only do so much. Who am I talking to? And you mad with yourself? Because you've been carrying somebody all this time and they don't even say thank you.
Right.
Look at him. He's being carried. He never has to worry. Watch. He's got so much confidence in his carriers. He ain't never got to worry about nothing because he know they're going to be there. Check this out and watch this. They aid him and he think it's successful because all they do is bring him somewhere to get money. Okay. Here's your sweet tweet. Write this down. Here's a sweet tweet. Here's the problem with being a carrier. When you're a carrier, you handcuff people to wanting handouts.
Right.
All they know how to do is beg for something. You ever met people like that? They're always begging. Hook a brother up. You gonna do your girl like that? And you should say, yep, just like that. Handcuff. But watch this. But they're not only carriers we got to be careful of. Challenges we need to know. Let me show you the challenges. Look at the text. Watch this. Verse 5. And fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, look at us. So he gave them his attention. And he only looking because he expecting to get some money. Then Peter said, silver and gold I do not have. But what I do have, I give you in the name of Jesus. Here's the challenge. Rise up and walk. Get on your own 2 feet. Stop waiting on people to stop having your own pity party, blaming yourself, blaming other people. I ain't got this because if he would have did that, if she would have did that. When are you going to take, listen, when are you going to take responsibility for yourself? Because some stuff could be other people's fault. But the responsibility is still on you.
Amen.
How long are you going to waddle over what happened? Okay, I got it. But now I got to take responsibility. They said, in the name of Jesus, what they tell him to do? Rise up and walk. And he took him by the hand, lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle and bones received strength. They challenged him to rise up. Everybody else passed this man by, watch this, on their way to church. Don't move. Watch it. Because you can't move. You ain't supposed to move. So every day. Church folk that say they got faith in God come to a place where their faith is strengthened, but it's never exercised. Frank, nobody else stops and say anything to the man. Give him a little change, keep it moving. But Peter and John said, today, that's over. And I don't know who I'm talking to, but today it ends. Today it ends, you depending on other people. Let me tell you why God's going to remove your carriers. Because in your life, it's been more about them and less about him. God said, today has changed. We stop all that today. Take responsibility for yourself and say, I'm not going to wait on you to help me get to where I need to be. I'm going where I need to go, because in the name of Jesus, I'm going to rise up and walk. Watch what happens now. He has been handcuffed by asking for a handout. First thing I told you, if you're going to exceed your expectations, trust God to do it. At some point, you got to change your circle. At some point, you got to say, get your hands off me. No, I don't need you to pick me up. No, I don't need you to come get me. Sometimes you got to learn. I wish we can go back to them days before you had a car. Anybody other than me remember what it's like to catch the bus back in the day?
Yes.
No, to wait at the bus stop in the cold.
Yes.
Anybody, watch this. Anybody remember what it's like where you had to bring your lunch to church, to work, because you didn't have no money to buy no snacks? You weren't even thinking about a vending machine. You had that soda to keep it cold wrapped up in that foil paper. You had them Ziploc bags. Come on, you had that top ramen. Come on. But now you're too good for all that, see? You're too good for that. I don't bring my lunch. We go to lunch every day. We take turns. Like that solves a problem. She treat today, I treat tomorrow. You still spending money. You got to get around people that challenge you to change. Watch this. Say, okay, Lord, okay, all right, we got to change our circle. Okay, let's get our circle changed. Now, you got to be brave to do that. Because when you stop the carriers from carrying you, they're going to have a problem with you. But you can't worry about that. Because, again, you want God to exceed your expectations. Now, I had a problem, Lady Clark, with this last point, but God made it really live for me. And there's only two points. Here's the second one. First one I said, let me see if you're with me. If I'm going to exceed my expectations, I have to change my circle. Ain't no more playing. Ain't no more playing. Because everybody in your corner ain't on your side. Because some people in your corner, just in the corner, ain't going to stay in the corner. They ain't coming out to fight. They're in the corner. Come on, you can do it. Come on, I'll be right here. I need you to get in it with me. Oh, come on. Some of you remember what it's like to double team somebody? Oh, y'all call them jump? No, we're going to jump this. Yeah, you need people that's going to get in it with you. But not only that, here's the second one. Watch this right now. Say, okay, people change your circle. The Lord said, here's the second thing. If your expectations are going to be exceeded, watch this. You have to know this. It's not all about cash. It's about connections.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't always about getting money. There are some people in your life that's going to help you get the money, but you need the people first. I need to have the connection, because the connection's going to bring the cash. And even if it don't bring the cash, it'll strengthen me where I can get the cash. Let me prove it in the text. Look at the text right here. Verse number 4. And fixing his eyes on John and Peter, he said, look at us. So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive. Here we go, Nina, like you said, something from them. Money. Money. Trying to get that money. Cardi B in my ear, money. That's why I keep saying I'm trying to throw that out. Money. Watch now. Boy, some of y'all stuck right there. Verse 6. Watch this. Don't miss it. He is looking for them to give him money. His expectations don't go beyond the material. He wants something he can touch. Watch this. That once he gets it, he'll be back another day to ask for more. Oh, God. Watch the text. Watch the flow of the text. Verse 6. Then Peter said, hold up, homeboy. Silver and gold, I ain't got it. What you looking for, I ain't got it. Real talk, I ain't got it. Silver and gold, I ain't got it. Because I know that's what you want. Watch the connection. Ain't no cash exchanging. Watch what he says. Silver and gold, I do not have. But what I do have. But what I do have, watch this now, I give you. Well, what you got, you going to give me. Because you got this connection, I'm going to help you get on your feet where you ain't got to depend on nobody else. You can do it for yourself. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Watch what happened. They took him by the hand, and look what he doing. Ain't no caring. Wasn't no emotion. Wasn't emotion that got him up. You know how we, He got up based upon the word. Some of us, our problem is we hear it, but we don't receive it. Watch this. He got up, sit right there on the word. Watch what the word. Rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand, lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankles and bones received strength. So he leaping up and stood and walked, and watch this. Now all these people going into the temple, the connection with them not only got him to get on his feet, but got him to the right place. Oh, God. Now that he can walk, he said, oh, man, I'm going home. I'm going to have a party. I'm going to the temple. Because you helped this thing go viral to me. That little bit of content wants me to go to the house of the Lord. I want to go to the house of the Lord. I don't want to depend on nobody else. Let me go and praise him. God bless you. You can go in the back. Got you, Monsieur Claire. Come on, get a man a little hand. All right, bless you. He liked that. He feel like he a celebrity now. But watch this. So yeah, he went viral. Watch this. So he walked on his own into the temple. Now my question. You got two good feet. And you walk on them every day. How many times they find you here? In this building. In the temple. With your good feet. You know the ones you. I'm talking about them two feet.
Right.
How many times? How many times they find you right here? We see you on Instagram dancing, shaking, and all that. We got that. But how many times them same two feet come in here? Watch this. And watch how the man comes in, because he just don't go in there. Verse 8. So he, leaping up, stood and walking into the temple, walking, leaping, and praising God. But you come in here and you, morning, hey, how you doing, brushes? This is the day, yes, the Lord has made. Yeah. Rejoice be. How is it that everybody outside this place gets all your strength and energy, and you come here and got nothing? But we move quicker for cash than we do for connections. Somebody tell you they got something that's going to make you better, that's going to build you up, that's going to bless your business, going to bless your life, going to teach you financial security. I ain't trying to go to that. I ain't got no money for that. Financial empowerment. I need these lights on. I don't got time for no class, no financial empowerment. But Sunday, Raiders, Niners, you're singing. You who ain't got no money for financial empowerment. You don't want nobody to teach you nothing. You just want to be entertained. Because after you've been entertained, you're still broke. Girl, we had fun. Loan me $5. And you ought to say, I wish I would. You better get away from me with that. Because it's not about, look at your neighbor, say neighbor.
Neighbor.
It's not about
cash.
It's about connections. You got to expect something greater, y'all. You got to expect to be delivered. You got to expect greater financial responsibility and stability. You got to expect things to get better. Yeah. This man was looking. We're looking at the text. Watch it, minister. This man is looking for some money. I'm looking for you to do for me what everybody else did for me. But thank God he received it, because sometimes when people come in your life to stretch you and to challenge you, you get offended. Look, I don't care about all that. You got the money or not? You're laughing, but you know people like that. I didn't come here for all that. I came here for $45. Do you have my money? Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor.
Don't you ever
allow your expenses
to shape your expectations.
What happens if you just do stuff for money? You're not worse than those other people that walk and give their bodies for money, because they're doing something just for money. It just so happens that what they do, you don't do, but you still do stuff for money. I'm looking at some of you right now. If your job called right now and say, we got triple time, we're paying, if you can get here in 20 minutes, you'll knock chairs down, run over people, because you got to go get that money. Well, you forget what I'm giving you right here is going to get your mind right so you can manage what you got so you can see more come. It's not about what you can have. It's about what you can. Don't you let your expenses kill your expectations. Well, I ain't going to know. No, Peter says silver and gold I don't have. God has people. Listen to me good, y'all. God has people who have what money can't get. Did you hear what I said? God has people around you that you've been overlooking that can get you what money can't get. If you get connected to the right person, they'll teach you how to get money, but it won't come without the connection. You got to be willing to sit your butt under somebody. Listen, pay attention. Bring a notepad, bring a tablet, bring something where you can take notes. Stop being so consumed about other stuff. This man's expectation was exceeded because that wasn't what he was looking for. But if the right people hadn't come along, he would have been in that same state. Now, how many of us are guilty, of leaving people the same way we find them? Didn't make their lives better. Didn't say nothing to encourage them. Ain't trying to help them. I got mine. You got to get yours. This man, look at him. He leaping all because he had that connection. Now, I know I'm talking to somebody and you thinking, and let me just help you because I had to write this down trying to think for you. I know I'm talking to somebody and the money may have not showed up. You may have not gotten the money you want. But can I tell you the good news? You still got a house. You still got food in your stomach. You still got clothes on your back. You still in your right mind. You know where you are. You know who you are. And the money never showed up. And people are wondering, how you doing it? With all that pressure and you ain't got the money, I can tell you easy, because when money didn't show up, a miracle showed up. Oh, God. I'm saying a miracle showed up out of a way you never expected, and that's how God works, because miracles don't make sense. They're not supposed to. That's why they're called miracles. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm believing God to exceed my expectations. I don't want to be carried. I want to be challenged. Because when I'm challenged, I'll change. Come on, let's put our hands together and bless the Lord.